Look at this next part. And the sin. Is there something? And sitting here tonight, I know in my life, it's not justice awaiting. It is a sin. Sin, young people, which doth so easily beset us. You know what? We are no match for the enemy. We realize that? We are no match for the enemy. And when I get in sin, I will fall every time, all the time, without faith. The sin which just so easily beset us. Oh, he says, and having set that right, he says, let us run with patience the race that is set before you and I. But as we had today, we're in a world where men are at home. They're happy here. They think that everything in this world is, you know, there's a few problems, but what a wonderful place to be. And the Christian is one who has seen. There's another world. There's another world that is before me. And there's another man that is before me. And I'm running here as I'm looking there. As my heart is occupied with that man there, I'm able to run with patience this race here. Isn't that wonderful? This is Christianity. Do you know, young people, you know what I can say to you tonight? This is normal Christianity. This is what the Lord has for you and I. To sit at His feet, to walk in love, to walk in good works, to walk circumspectly, not as fools, to walk not as other Gentiles walk, and to realize that I'm in a race. I'm in a race. And the Lord says, I want you to run so that you might obtain. Now I'm going to close with some very encouraging verses to me from the book of Isaiah. Back in the Old Testament, we're going to start with verse 28, and I'll just read them through to the end. Isaiah 40, 28. I'm going to make a suggestion to you. If you don't know these verses by heart, I'd love to get an email from you, and I'd love you to tell me, Brother Chuck, I've learned these verses. I'd love for you to say, the Lord has spoken to my heart through these. Now listen to what He's saying to us. Hast thou not known? Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, do you know what? He doesn't faint. He fainteth not. Do you know what else is true of Him? He's never weary. We know what it is to faint. We know what it is to be weary. There is no searching. What wonder. There is no searching of His understanding. And do you know something? He has a personal interest in your life. Is that not amazing? That the Creator has an interest in these little specks of dust on this globe called the earth. He put us here. There is no searching of His understanding. And we talked about a source of strength, one to help, one to encourage. Listen what He does. Are you faint? Ah, He says, I have what you need. He giveth power to the faint. Ah, I say that's wonderful, isn't it? that I'm walking here for Christ, that I'm feeling the pressures of this world and of this system, but I'm running that race, and my heart is set upon Him. He giveth power to the faint. And look at this. To them that have no might. You say, well, that's me. To them that have no might, He increaseth strength. He said, wouldn't I like to know more about that? Wouldn't I want to know more in my Christian life? One that is never weary. One that gives power to the faint. One that increases strength for those that have no might. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But mark this. And I'll tell you something. You'll probably find it's one of the most difficult things in your Christian life to do. They that wait upon the Lord. You know why there's so many references to wait? Because we have such a hard time doing it. We have such a hard time waiting and being exercised and saying, Lord, I want to put this matter, this decision, in Your hands. They that wait upon the Lord, listen to what the results are. He says they shall renew their strength. What a wonderful thing. But it's further than that. We talked of sitting. We talked of walking. We talked of running. But look at what is happening in this verse. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And I tell you something, dear young believer, that's His promise to you. That's His promise to you. He says, you wait upon Me. You give your life and your decisions into My hands. And this is what you will experience. This is not an experience in heaven. This is the experience for you and I here upon earth. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What a wonderful Savior we belong to. What a wonderful God. We sang tonight of the wonder of redemption. That He has purchased us, our brother said this afternoon, from this slave market. He's pulled us up out of the pit. He's set our feet upon the rock. He has established our goings. And He has put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto our God. And then He comes with verses like this. Do you know something? If there's failure in my life as a Christian, or if there's failure in your life as a Christian, it's your fault. I'll say that again. If there's failure in your life or mine as a Christian, it's our fault. He has provided us with everything that is needful. He's given us and provides everything for our wilderness journey. The great question, where am I? Am I exercised before Him? Am I seeking His mind and His will? Oh, I tell you, when we do that, you will come up to me or to Emil or to Jake and you'll say, how rough, how perfect, how loving, how fitting. this blessed one is. Let's just close our eyes. Let's ask God's blessing.